The Czech Republic is facing heightened ethnic tension between Romanis and the majority population. In parts of northern Bohemia, animosity between the two groups culminated on Friday after two public gatherings, staged allegedly to protest against rising crime levels in the region, turned openly into racist rallies calling on the Romanis to leave town. The government hopes to calm things down by increasing the police presence in the region, but experts warn that more comprehensive action is needed to prevent divisions between the communities widening even further. Jan Richter has more.
Hundreds of people shouting "Get a job" and "Czechs and Czechs" and other slogans as they marched on Friday through parts of the northern Bohemian town of Rumburk, mostly inhabited by Romanis. The improvised rally against Romanis took place after around 1,500 people gathered in the town square to protest what they called rising crime levels, but what was in reality a protest against a series of attacks by Romanis on ethnic Czechs. The police have since charged 10 people who took part in the attacks with racially motivated violence, and the government has sent in a special riot police unit. But these measures have failed to ease the tensions between Romanis and ethnic Czechs in the poor regions of northern Bohemia and other parts in the country. Sociologist Ivan Gabal is highly critical.
It follows basically the deep change in the ethnic policy of Czech government. This government decided not to continue to integrate Roma minority and overcome social exclusion, abolished position of the minister and ministry for human rights, declined significantly all effort in areas like education, and consequently in 1 year we entered period of ethnic tensions.
The most sensitive regions, such as northern Bohemia, northern Moravia and others, suffer from high unemployment that makes it even more difficult for Romanis to find jobs. There was also speculation that many Romanis have been relocated to these regions by real estate firms, which apparently buy their homes and force them to move to cheaper properties located in these poor regions, cashing in on state subsidies for social housing in the process. Mr. Gabal says there is now a new generation of Romanis who only experienced life in ghettos, who have only gone to special schools, and who feel nothing positive towards Czech society.
We can expect that these young boys and girls are not just positively valued, positive values oriented toward majorities of society, quite opposite. And I think that if the Czech Education Ministry in this situation continues to refuse inclusive educational schemes on elementary schooling levels, then, I mean, Czech society and Czech state has a really big problem.
The reaction of Czech authorities to what is happening in North Bohemia has been rather muted, according to critics. No high-ranking officials were present in Rumburk and other places where anti-Romani rallies were held. The Czech government has an agency to help cities and towns improve the condition in socially excluded communities, mostly inhabited by Romanis. Its director, Martin Šimáček, says the government does pay attention to the situation, but he also believes it's difficult to help in places such as Rumburk, where local politicians are reluctant to work with them.
Let's say half of the mayors in a place or in a region who cooperate or started to cooperate with us 2 years ago, and the situation in their cities, I mean, for example, Krásná Lípa or Varnsdorf, is much better than the situation in other cities where the cooperation with mayors is worse. I mean, for example, in Rumburk, where the situation is the worst.
However, most experts suggest the government has to readopt inclusive strategies in education and other areas before problems between Romanis and other Czechs escalate in other regions as well.
Jan Richter there with that report about heightening ethnic tensions in northern Bohemia.